Thank you, Chair. We are now at the heart of our discussions, and we appreciate the careful way you have brought us to this point, and note your request to delegations to be as ambitious and flexible as possible in building bridges across remaining differences in this section. We have the following suggestions to improve the text further. On paragraph 3.1, we support a specific reference to the use of explosive weapons as Chile and Mexico have suggested, as well as referring specifically to the protection of civilians after armed conflict. On paragraph 3.2, we have reviewed and endorsed the suggestions put forward by the ICRC. Firstly, again, this includes a specific reference to populated areas. Secondly, it includes a clear demarcation between IHL and policy commitments. And thirdly, it includes a reference to armed forces being given means to conduct hostilities in populated areas in a manner that will minimise the risk of civilian harm. On 3.3, we want to see convergence based largely on the current formulation and have been prepared to demonstrate flexibility on this point. The current formulation, restrict or refrain, strikes us as a reasonable compromise in this regard, and our thanks to the pen holders for suggesting this potential solution. Also on 3.3, we would prefer to see the final clause deleted for clarity's sake, which refers to acting in accordance with IHL. This clause is unnecessary in our view. At the same time, it is potentially confusing. On 3.4, we support the recommendations of INU and several others on this paragraph to further strengthen the commitment by clearly stating that armed forces should specifically assess and take steps to mitigate any foreseeable effects, rather than simply taking them into account. And finally, on 3.6, we wish to see a specific reference to the commitments from the declaration being disseminated to the parties of armed conflict. We look forward to continuing a discussion on these issues over the next day or so. Thank you, Mr. Chair.